they're finding some seating spots. I still see people trickling in.
Plenty of seating over on this side of the room.
We'll talk about that to dinner.
We'll talk to my urologist, but we'll go down that road later.
I had a bunch of pizza. Who knows?
Dribbling, man.
You know, I'm waving at
him. It was good. And so was the black and tan.
All right, we're running about 10 minutes late, which I realize on NAR time is about 20 minutes early. But we do have... Sorry, that's the... Actually, no, that's not true, and I shouldn't have said that. Tom's delayed. All right, you're going to get the bare minimum from me before I turn it over to Mark Mayfield. Anyway, the vendors, all the vendors here, we've shared email, occasional phone calls, some snail mail. I'm Mark Wise. To a certain segment of the community, I'm also.
Wise! See, it's the substitute teacher voice.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you asking about lighting?
In a couple of minutes.
I'll
tell you
when.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, Tom's here.
Great, then. Thanks. Anyway, I'm Mark Wise. Jim appointed me or asked me to serve as the vendor liaison for NARM this year. Some of you know me as Mark. Others of you probably know me as Michael's dad, either way. Not that it much matters. Anyway, I'm a member. It's my distinct pleasure to have been a member of NARHAMS ever since I moved out here about 3 years ago. To have the wonderful opportunity of working with people like our club our section president, who has asked for a little bit of microphone time, and so I'm going to turn the meeting over for the moment to Jennifer Ashpool.
Not that you guys haven't heard enough from me. Some of the vendors didn't. I want to remind you our silent auction items are on the back table. George Rocker has replaced his wife as being the guard dog. Remember, put down your NAR number. If you do not have an NAR number, George Rocker will appoint one to you for you, maybe in binary. So write down your bid. There's more stuff coming. Don't forget I have the list up there. As your cruise director, as my husband was calling me, or chief witch, as Tom Lyon was calling me, the vendor forum is tonight. We wanted to give these guys a lot more time. They have a lot of stuff to go over. Tomorrow begins the competition. Tomorrow night's the town hall meeting. So you guys are going to get really sick and tired of seeing me up here. So don't forget your silent auction money. We take check, cash, MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. I will not take firstborn children, not even Michael, I'm sorry. As much as I love the kid, I will not take the firstborn child for any silent auction piece. It makes it kind of hard to sell it to teacher. But cash, check, and that, so make sure, bid early and bid often, and I will turn it back over for the vendor forum. And I'm running away.
All right, couple of small housekeeping issues before I turn it over to Mark Mayfield. First off, all the vendors here are selling not only are selling product, but donated door prizes, packet stuffers, all sorts of good stuff. They don't have to do that, and they did. They did cheerfully. They asked how much more do you need from us? So I would like us to extend a round of applause to all our vendors who contributed. I've got some specific thanks as well. Friday morning, John Dyer and Chaz Russell of Red River Rocketry, who had their own setup to do, pitched in and helped us set up the tables inside the vendor tent. They did not have to do that. They did it cheerfully and asked how else they could help. And I owe them both big favors. Carl McLaughlin and the crew at Semrock, thank you for everything you did with Vern and Glita and giving them a base of operations for signing autographs and shaking hands and meeting and greeting all the old Rocketeers, the competitors, and the sport flyers. That was very nice of you. Bill Sandin said of Balsa Machining in an email a while back. I'm going to assume he was sincere, not that he was just being awfully nice, But he said this has been the most vendor-friendly NARAM he has yet been acquainted with, and he's seen a lot more of these events than I have, and I took that as a very great compliment indeed. So thank you, Bill. It's been a pleasure working with you all. And finally, Jim Fliss. I just have to say thanks for everything to Jim. Any kind of national event, stickers, promotional items, raffle prizes, door prizes, product. And he always asks, what else? He's always asked me, what else can he provide? And make sure you spread the thanks evenly because it's not just me. Well, it's not just you, Jim, but you are indeed, for your incredible generosity, which is coming straight from your bottom line. We appreciate it. Thank you, Jim. Now, I know full well you did not come here to listen to me all night, and I get paid 40 hours a week to take advantage of a captive audience. I don't need to do it in my own time. So I'm going to turn the meeting over to Mark Mayfield, publisher of Launch Magazine.
Thanks for the free magazine.
Yes, thank you. Magazines, informational packets, and the incredibly thoughtful gesture, which I didn't know about and did not expect. I did not expect to come in yesterday afternoon and see Walton Dot Cunningham at the table, and that was really special. And a lot of folks, I think most people in the room were pretty much overawed by a chance to meet an astronaut, shake his hand, and get an autograph. And that was awfully nice of Walt to come down too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So so Mark is another one of the special people I've had the privilege to work with since Jim gave me the job as vendor liaison. And with that, I'm going to relinquish the microphone. Mark Mayfield. And thank you.
First of all, I do want to just say how fantastic this NARAM is. I mean, I've gone to the last two, and this is just first of all, the crowd, you know, you sort of, as you drive up to the range, you sort of know this is the 50th NARAM, and it's been fantastic to be here. I want to thank Mark for doing a great job of the vendors. I've had the pleasure of talking with him now for several weeks about this, which is great. Thanks to Jennifer, thanks to Jim, thanks to Tripp, thanks to the other Mark, thanks to everybody who has just done such a great job organizing this, and I'd like to give all of them a hand because I just think it's fantastic. Well, my job here is just to say, you know, come on up and start talking, so that's pretty much what I'll do. I think I wanted to run just a quick video. We tried this last year, I believe, and on PowerPoint, and somebody said you need to get Keynote, so we got Keynote, so let's see if we can do this. If we can figure out how to turn the lights down. There we go. It's just a quick video. Some of you will see yourself in this. For those of you who don't, I'm sorry, but just send me a photo and we'll make sure we add it to this and to Launch Magazine. So we'll do that. Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah. like town. Still have sleep enough to sit up and send my big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. I was born in a small town. And I can breathe in a small town.
Let's get right into this and talk about what you came here for. And what about NARTS? Are we going to... Is Tom here yet? Oh, well, let's go with Simrock. Carl?
I'm here.
Oh, Tom's here. There you are. Come on up, Tom. Hang on, Carl. Where is Carl, anyway? Hang on. Come on up. We'll do NARTS first, then we're going to do Carl. I didn't see you when I first got up.
That's okay.
Sorry. Okay, Tom Hunt.
Hopefully you all recognize me by now. If you don't, hopefully we can get more familiar with each other. You can buy my stuff. That's the way to do that. I've been running NARTS for about 2.5 years now, and it's been a great pleasure for me. And I'm just back from a 3-state tour. I had to head back to Pennsylvania to pick up something that we left behind, and that was the pictures for the Young Old contest that I'd like to tout right now. It'll be set up here in the room later. But the big news for NARTS is the Rockets of the World, and it's coming back, and it's a reissue. It's a fourth edition. However, the fourth edition is essentially just some minor housekeeping changes, including changing the credits to the NAR and some things like the ISBN number and some other technicalities like that. So it is the same Rockets of the World that you are accustomed to seeing in the third edition. So if you have the third and you just have to have every edition that's ever put out, please see me. We are doing a special here at NARM with pre-orders with a price that is discounted and includes shipping. And we're also bundling that with any of these Rockets of the World supplements. Because this is a reissue, essentially the same as the third edition, none of the supplements have been incorporated into it. So it is very much similar to the third edition. But that is our big news. We have lots of new product that I've been trying to push out here. We have R&D reports on CD-ROM. Spent a lot of time scanning things in and converting to PDFs. We have back issues of Sport Rocketry magazine now on CD-ROM as well in full-color PDFs, very high-resolution copies of them. We have member pins, NAR member pins. I know a lot of you have been stopping by to pick up member pins. We have them anywhere from 5 years to 40 years. And I'll remind everybody that it really doesn't matter to me. You don't have to prove to me exactly how many years you've been a NAR member. It's whatever you are comfortable with defending to your fellow NAR members. So if they question you, I don't have any part of it. I just sold you the pin. So... other than that, I'm just pleased to be here and pleased to be representing the NAR in terms of all the retail product. We have a big black trailer out at the field right next to the contestants' tent. We're also adding a service of water and soda out there as well. Feel free to stop by and check out all the products that we have, and I look forward to meeting and talking to each one of you. Thank you.
First of all, it's a great operation you got going there. I just want to say that. It's fantastic. And I'm going to ask, anyone have any question for Tom? We're going to try after each of these to take a couple of questions, but we want to move it along as fast as possible. But any questions for Tom?
Will the new ROW be hard or soft bound?
It's a hardback. Yes. And the timing on it is that, in fact, we were hoping to have it here at NARM. It didn't quite make that. We're looking at probably another couple weeks out, partly because I have a week's vacation following NARM to recover from NARM. So it'll be postponed by that extra week there, if nothing else, from the publishing time. But it is at the publishing house right now.
Okay, great. Thanks, Tom. Well, I think Simrock... is just one of the greatest companies in the world. And Carl McLaughlin, come on up, and your group, and Bruce, and whoever is going to help you, and come up and talk about. I know what everybody wants to hear about, the new Rockets, and let's do it. Especially the Jihad, I believe. I think so. And of course, the Golden Scout, which is a fantastic program. And I think I'm flying my scout.
Oh no, he's starting to sell at Walmart.
We're doing it
from
Walmart, bro.
Your bag.
Oh,
bag.
Not yet. As I was watching the Lunch magazine, I realized how this is a paid political. I realized how lucky we are. In all the years in rocketry, I looked forward to Model Rocket News. I looked forward to Model Rocketry Magazine, American Space Modeler, all the magazines over the years. And when Mark came a couple of years ago and Deb and said, we're thinking about doing another Model Rocket, I said, I'm excited. But you always worry. And looking at all these pictures, I think most of them are in the magazines. And that is a volume of work. And I know some things that Mark and Deb do outside that most of you don't know. I wish I could tell you, but I can't. I mean, outside of the rocketry community, knowing what they're doing for the rocketry community. Few people know some of the things, but Mark and Deb are doing things that we have needed for so long to promote the sport, and y'all need. and we do appreciate it. But CIMROC has been busy since last year. Don't have a count on the kits. But we have introduced the Golden Scout is our latest project. That's the Sky of Gold. And this started basically at the last NARAM, working on it with Vernon Glida to do this. And we're trying to figure out a way to commemorate their 50 years, which they actually decided this month, 50 years ago, that they were going to start a model rocket company. And that was an adventure for them at the time, not adventure, but an adventure, because they didn't know where it's going to take them, where they're going to be able to make it go, because they were blazing new territory. And we wanted to do something for them to recognize them. We did the Golden Scout that most of the people in the room have probably heard about.
Please tell us more, Carl.
When we were trying to figure it out, we said, let's do a mass launch of 1,500 Golden Scouts and set a new world record, which was, what, like a K or L impulse with lots of raining things down. And we decided that's probably not the best way to do it. Let's let everybody fly one during July in their backyard with their kids and show them what it used to be like. And we've had so many emails from that, you know, that part has been successful. We got a lot of people registering, a lot of people flying. We've still got a few more states we're trying to go. But it became a Golden Scout, and because Ken, Rocket Doctor, Sam Ken, got on the forums and said, I've been trying to do something with scouts for Vernon Glida. Have everybody paint the scout gold and fly it in their honor. So the Golden Scout, Sky of Gold, is Ken's idea, not ours. We've just been loyal servants of Ken trying to put that part of it together. But he's really been promoting it and keeping it going. This Thursday, these are going to be gone forever, the ones with flight numbers, because we're going to cut it off on April 1st. So if you haven't got one, we've got probably 200 left.
Probably August 1st.
Said yeah, that's August
1st. Oh, yeah, it was an April 1st check. August 1st. August 1st. So that's the last day of Thursday this week flying them. And I got to admit, I haven't built mine yet. None of us have built ours yet. So I built several prototypes, but I haven't done my official one. Another part of this is last year we talked about doing helping Vernon Glida do a Red Scout. That's what we call it. This one is a representation of what the first Scout kit looked like back in 1960. It was in a red mailing tube with instructions rolled up inside with all the parts for a Scout crammed in there. And that's the way they shipped them in the earliest days. So we did a representation with Lynch from the Boss. You probably remember that.
Oh, yeah.
With the description of how the thing, how they started. And Vern spent a lot of time on this and has a lot of factoids, we call them, in here that you probably didn't know. The pictures, some of the earliest scouts. I had never seen these before, so this is a lot of times, probably a lot of you haven't seen this. But stop by our booth. Vernon Glida will be there during the week to make sure everybody at NARAM gets one. And we appreciate them being here too. Oh, go ahead, Starfire. We released the Starfire, which was Lee Pister's design. Real quick, at Czechoslovakia in 1966, and as he said at NorCon a few years ago, it's one of their best sellers. So we decided it's time to do the Starfire. We didn't have one up here, but we still have some in stock. We saw online, and Bill Simon sent me a copy of the original Goonies, and we decided to do those, but call them Groonies because they're grown-up Goonies. They're 18 millimeters instead of 13, so it has to be in a 1.8 instead of a 1.62. But it's stable, and they're all in basic series, kind of like an upscale Big Bertha. But some of them he did. This is the Rusky. It was originally a Rusky, and then it became something like a clodhopper or something, because that was more politically correct. The Saki, the bomber, Mad Bomber, wasn't too politically correct, so that became the.
That's the
clodhopper. Yeah, that was the clodhopper. I can't keep it straight, but they. To make it more politically correct, they graduated back to a safe model. I've been thinking about this for a couple of years. I said, what's our modern equivalent of a Mad Bomber kamikaze? And it became the Jihad. It's not politically correct, but this is a command ship. So this has the pilot is Sammy, or A. Sammy, and the co-pilot is number two is Doc, the pediatrician from Egypt. And you can tell this is a command ship because it has wheels. It also has a parachute. All the other fleet don't. It has no parachutes or wheels because they're not coming back. But this has your RPG and your Iranian atomic bomb.
North Korean band.
And it's got Lady Luck, who's a burqa, because you really don't want pinups on that. But as an old country boy growing up, I never had a concept of jihad, and I just never could understand that, of why somebody would want to do this or this. And so I said, it's time to make a little bit of fun of that. So we're entertaining complaints as well.
Don't forget
about the
complaint processing
fee. Yeah. 2 stages are coming back because B6s are officially back now on the list where you don't have to buy a 25-pack. So we had we released 2 new 2-stages that are very popular. We have 7 kits that we call X kits. And we call them X kits because they are X kits. They used to be a kit, they got dropped. But they're also expert kits because a lot of people are not used to rubber shock cords or paper engine mounts or gauze, in the case of the V2, using gauze as a shock cord mount. So we've gone back and tried to recreate some of these original X kits in this series because Cheryl got tired of people buying 30 parts to make a V2 or an X-ray. She said, I'd rather kit up those 30 parts at one time for in 50 kits than spend on every order try to duplicate this kit. So we did the X-ray, the Mark, Constellation, Penetrator, Space Plane back with BT-30 instead of BT or ST-7, and V2. Penetrator has plywood fins like the original. We tried to recreate as much as possible the original, but we did do the laser cut.
I was going to ask if you had to draw out the form on the fin and get the grain wrong and you're going to have them snap it too.
Question.
Okay. You.
All right, I want to just say Carl's been so supportive and great for launch, and I appreciate that. And the entire office, thanks so much. I will say, as Carl and Bruce are walking back, any questions for those two or for Cheryl, who, you know, Cheryl might be able to answer it better than they can, you know, and she's kidding. Yes?
What were the two-stage kits
that you had? Two-stage kits that you had, Carl, Bruce?
Orco Town and Sinfar.
Okay. Lee, I have to say, I kept buying so many Archon highs that I kept losing, you know, the top stage, second stage of sustainer. So I've got all the boosters, but I never had They're a great kit. Jim Fliss, we called him the rocket professor in launch, and just a fantastic company, fantastic rocket designer, and here he is, Mr. Jim Fliss.
I never get this picture, so bear with me. You always get pictures looking in this direction. We never get pictures looking in the other
direction.
There, I love it. If I forget the camera, just go at me. Hi, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jim Fliss.
Hi, Jim.
I'd be shocked if anybody in this room didn't know me. I don't have a whole lot of show and tell today, as I've been explaining to folks all this week. I'm still getting ready for NARAM. I'm almost there. And the scary thing about that is just about everybody I said that to said, oh, dude, I know what you mean. Because they were in the same boat. We've had a very, very busy summer. In the last 6 weeks, we've attended 7 events, this being the 7th. So we have not had a lot of time. In fact, our last release, which was the Thunderbird Sport Scale model, was just before the first of those 7 events. We had 4 new releases we intended here for NARAM. They didn't happen, and quite frankly, it's your fault. We have had such great support this year, both from the educational community as well as John Q. Rocketeer, as well as the Sirius Rocketeer, which I would say 99% of the people in this room would qualify as. You've supported us. You've supported what we've released. You've helped tell us what you want released, and we've tried to respond to that. Since the last time I sat up here and spoke with you folks, we've released the Rosarock, the Infecta, the Thunderbird, the Frickin' Frack two-stage flying saucer. For those of you who have been stuck with C-boosters and not wanting to lose your multi-stage rocket, or if you wanted the demo multi-stage but really couldn't do it, the Frickin' Frack answers that in a big way. You've got a two-stage rocket that stages 30 feet in the air and goes about 100 feet, and it's great to let people see what they can do and you don't lose it. In fact, I comment on a package someplace, the only way you could really lose it is if you flew it into a wood chipper, which is just about it. We are coming out with new stuff, though. You can come by my booth to see some of it. I actually was going to bring some show and tell today, and I realized it's all packed near the front part of the truck, so it's not going to see the light of day till tomorrow morning. Feel free to stop by and see the Morningstar, which is a kit that's going to be coming out in the next few weeks. We're also going to be announcing, people have been begging us to come out with bigger stuff. We're going to be announcing the Big Honking Rocket, and I wanted to show everybody the Big Honking Rocket. Those of you without zoom lenses, I apologize. I simply wanted to create the situation where the LCO has to announce, and on pad one we have a big honking rocket, and then make them squint. You will get 3 of these in the package, so that when you lose the first one, and you will, you've got 2 others that you can fly.
2 others you
can
lose?
Sure. The other thing, we've had a lot of people comment on the mechanical pencils that we've been giving out. Most of you probably got one in your packet. I just wanted to show folks that if you want, you can stop by the booth and get a better look at it. This one's been converted to Micromax Flight.
Yeah.
Shortly after I got these pencils in, I happened to notice as I was taking one apart, because I take everything apart that I get, that the erasers are just about the exact same size as the Quest Micromax motors. So this was inevitable. And they fly great.
How well do they write?
After conversion, not very well, but we're working on that. Another product that we're coming out with that we're very excited, a lot of you have read some of the things, launched a real nice article about some of the educational work and outreach that I do. I do quite a bit of it. I'm proud of the work that I do, and I'm proud of the work that I see other people do in that capacity. And I'm trying to come out with tools to help the teacher do a better job. Our thingamajig and whatchamacallit line of model rocket kits is a big part of that. It brings conventional model rocketry into a kit that's very easy to build and very quick to build. We have a series of other skill level one kits that allow the students to grow into different and learn different skills. And another area we're trying to help make it easier for the teachers, we're going to be coming out with a model of a dummy motor scaled up roughly 3.5 to 1. Okay, it'll be something that you can show to your classroom and point to the different parts. It's also going to be kind of neat that you can pop this section out and now you got a booster motor. Okay. So this is going to be a fun little kit. It's not going to be something that you fly, but it's going to be a nice educational aid.
It'll fly.
Somebody will make it fly. You put two of them together. Those of you in this room who are teachers will no doubt be able to make use of something like this, or I certainly hope so. And if this isn't the tool you're looking for, tell me what the tool is. Those of you in the room who are not teachers of model rocketry, shame on you. Everybody in this room, if you are not a teacher of rocketry, you really need to fix that, because that's what's broken in the hobby of model rocketry more than anything. I can come out with all the neatest rockets in the world you want. Quest can come out with all the greatest innovations in the world. Semrock can continue coming out with the greatest stuff and everything that you want. But if you are not out there teaching and bringing in a new wave of kids to replace these seats 50 years from now, that's what's broken in this hobby. So let's go fix that. That's really all I've got. If you've got any questions?
Okay, Jack, I know you got a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, how much does that motor go for? The teaching tool.
I haven't a clue at this point. It's going to be as cheap as possible. One of the things we're trying to do with our educational tools is we have very low margins on these. These are not marked up the way our regular products are. So, Jack was asking what the price was going to be. We're going to do our best to keep it well under $10. That's right, my goal.
Our club will take 10 of them.
We will, by the way, also offer these in bulk pack as we do with any other kit that we manufacture.
Great.
So you'd be able to get, you know, if you needed a bunch of these, one set of instructions will do that.
I kind
of
heard it. Is that styrofoam?
Nope. It's a BT-70, BT-60, sliced up and reassembled.
Oh.
And
cool.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, Bob.
Yeah, sure.
Jim, a couple years ago you were talking about Lion launch equipment. Anything happening with that?
That's a real popular question.
It's all our fault, too.
Absolutely. We're running two things we're running into. One is the lack of time. We've been very, very busy doing, I think, a lot of good work. I've been very happy. The other thing we're running into is it's that balance between volumes that are high enough to justify the kind of pricing that we want to get. Right now, we can't make the kind of promises that we would like to get the electronics and other pieces that we need in the price that we're willing to do. I don't want to come out with a nifty launch controller, however nifty it is, and have to put it on the market at $60, because you're not going to buy it and I'm not going to sell it. So we're in a wait state right now. It is happening, and we're going to try to make it happen as quickly as possible. It is very near the top of our priority list. The other thing I want to make everybody in this room aware of, and please spread the word, we are working on an 8A helicopter duration model, and you can see 2, possibly 4, model suitable for peanut scale in the next 6 to 8 months.
Great. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay, all the way from Texas, Mr. John Dyer and Red River Rocketry, and some great new kits, I know. I've been over visiting a while this week, or this weekend. So, John?
Thank you.
Yep. And I see Jack's here as well, Jack. Sorry.
I'm the Red Havana. This is John's budget at work.
Okay. Well, for those who weren't at NARCON, I released earlier this year the payloader, and that's spelled payloader. Okay, I can't spell once again. You know, there's no E there. This is a really nice model. It flies very well on A's, B's, and C's. Comes with a nice little 12-inch parachute. Then we have the Slipstream, which also flies very well on A's, B's, and C's. In fact, Jack and I were out in January test flying these things in snow.
In Texas?
Yes. There was actually snow in Texas. I have pictures of the payloader laying in a snowbank. Okay, well, it was a big splotch like that, okay. My latest offering, in fact, I just verified with my son, he's got this finally up on the website, as of last night, is the Red Strike. This is actually a collaboration between myself and my son. It was, I figured it was, I thought I turned that off.
Let's see.
No, it's James Gartrell. He's not down here, obviously. this actually flies on the 13-millimeter motors, and it flies very well. I don't know if I don't know how many of you were out there when I demo flew the one that I had out there this morning. So I'll try to fly this one sometime this week.
Does it glide?
No, it doesn't glide, but no. Going to the other end of the spectrum, the pea shooter has been quite popular. I love it whenever somebody flies one locally, and then when people send me emails saying that they've flown theirs and send pictures and everything, I just love the heck out of it. I decided I would come up with another little rocket. This is the Merlin. It's got the standard 29-millimeter motor mount, the through-the-wall fins. These are eighth-inch basswood. It has the pea shooter type motor mount that the fins slide into, and so it's not going to come apart. It also comes with a 24-inch nylon parachute and a good-sized baffle. I really wanted something that you could put a small camera in, and this seems to fit the bill. So that's pretty much it. I wanted to thank everybody for all your patronage. You've given us a really wonderful year, and we're looking forward to the next year. I am going to go ahead and open the room for about an hour or so this evening for anybody that has to leave in the morning or later on tonight. I'm in room 123. I don't know how I got that one, but okay, this is great. I've also got a special going on at the at the field and in my room that if you buy $50 worth of merchandise, you get a freebie. It's an actual kit named Freebie. So, all right, thank you.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second, John. Any questions, Jack? Any questions? Okay, yep, Bob?
What motors does the Merlin use?
It'll take anything from an F through a G. James Gartrell, that's probably what he's calling about, flew with an H-128 this morning. So.
Oh. Still looking for it?
Well,
it can't match in the wires. East of the field.
I guess I'm going to have to give him another one.
Oh,
he did.
Fred?
I hadn't thought of that. I'll tell you what. We'll talk.
You know what you got to do? You got to come up with a pirate themed decal set for the Payload R.
Very cool.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, and now a guy who keeps all of you flying, I know, with motors, and Boston Machining Service, BMS, Bill Satan. And Bill, on up.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
For those of you that don't know me, a nice introduction I just received. Bill Satan, chief proprietor of Boston Machining. I'm out in the field on the other side of the Narts trailer. I've got a small little trailer filled with motors, so whatever your motor needs are, come on out. I got some of the new motors. Gary's going to talk, some of the new cases. Gary will talk about them, but I've got those out there now, and he's going to have the reloads, and he'll talk about that. The other thing I've got in the motor line is some of the higher power 29-millimeter cases. These are Raustech equivalent. I don't carry any high power right now, but I just dipping into the waters a little bit with these cases. Most of you know that I do the semi-custom nose cones, and I've been very busy this last 6 weeks. And a big reason for that is most of the people out there, I thank you for you know, your support and keeping me busy. It's been a good year for me, and just like the other vendor Jim mentioned, how busy you keep him. You keep us all busy. We appreciate that. One of the things I did started last year was the Clone of the Month Club. And I know I don't come out every month with it, but it's a kind of a thing where when I've got some time, I do the next new one, and I've been real pleased with your support on that program. Sometimes it's almost overwhelming. I'll put it out there, and all of a sudden, my wife Marianne, who handles most of the order processes, though I have more emails than the server can handle. So I hope to keep that program going. We've got the three clones behind us, and I don't know what the next one will be, but it'll be coming out probably, give me a couple weeks after I get back from here. The other thing we've added is some plastic nose cones. I pretty much have stuck with balsa for a long time, but with the price of balsa going up, the bigger nose cones get a little pricey, so I decided to add some 2.6-inch plastic cones and 3-inch Big Daddy size cones. So I've got those. Those especially are popular for a lot of the TARC teams. They like to use plastic.
It's the end of civilization as we know it. Balsa and plastic machining.
Yeah, well, I don't make these plastic cones, so okay. That helps me actually keep up with some of the other work. So doing that. I don't have any catalogs with me tonight. I was going to bring some to pass out, but if you come by, I'll be at the field every day, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. I'll be leaving most likely from the field when the range closes on Thursday to head on back. So I won't be here Friday, but come on by, you know, talk to me. I'll be out there from first almost sun up till the range closes, or like today, range me out. Anybody have any questions?
Metal's Tower.
Oh, no. I honestly, I've been trying to get a chance to make these towers, and every time I think I've got some time, you know, the orders keep coming in, and I still can't find anybody that'll work as cheap as me to help me out. So, but it's not forgotten, and I do have every intention of getting a tower. I've got this huge email list on the computer, so if you don't know if you're on that list or not, just send another email, because duplicates are those that'll all get sorted out. So just send me an email, and actually the more emails I get, you know, I may go out to instead of trying to make all the parts myself, I might go out to a machinist if I think there's volume enough to have the things a lot of the pieces tooled up, because previously these things were made literally by myself, or my dad was helping me at the time by hand on hand equipment. So if the volumes can get up there, you know, we can do that. Any other questions?
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks. Okay, years ago, the first time I ever saw a reloadable motor casing, I thought it was the end of the world as we know it. I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. I really mean that. This was back in the 90s, and it was made by Gary Rosenfield and Aerotech, and just a fantastic company. And all the way from Cedar City, Utah, Mr. Gary Rosenfield with Aerotech.
Oh, there's other stuff in there.
Let's see here. It's good to be here. This is a little bigger crowd than I'm normally used to. It's nice. I think some of you heard we had some demos scheduled for the weekend, and unfortunately, well,
go back a little ways. You know how we're promoting U.S. Postal Service shipping and, you know, no hazmat fees and all that? Well, yeah, it's great, except when you need it at a certain time. And unfortunately, my box was shipped by USPS. And I didn't ask it for to be shipped that way, but I can guarantee you that won't happen again. So hopefully it'll show up tomorrow. And if it does, we'll be out there doing some flight demos. So just briefly, what we've been doing over the last, you know, up to this point. Anybody participate in the level 1, 2, 3 promotion for certification? Okay, a couple. All right. We did that. That was a really good program for us last year, and we did it again this year. Also, we've introduced a bunch of the Mojave Green propellant motors. Anybody using those? Do you like those? Okay. Good. What's that? So we purposely delayed a couple of product introductions for to be timed for LDRS. LDRS. Yeah, well, that too. they were wrong script. For NARAM 50, we've timed a couple of product introductions for NARAM 50, and the first one that you may or may not be aware of is the 2440 motor hardware. 2460. I'm just messing up all over. Thank you. 2460 hardware. This is 24 by 95 millimeter, and it fits all the black powder E motor mounts. This is a totally new motor design. It's not other than 24 millimeter diameter. It's not based on the old 2440 case. So it's a new thicker wall and new closures to match. We use the same thread form as the 29 millimeter motor, 2940-120. And the main reason we did this was because we were originally trying to certify a casing based on the 2440 thickness and thread form, and we had some problems during certification. So I basically scrapped the project. I think some of you remember, what was it, 3 years ago? I showed a case, and that one went in the trash can. So basically, this is a clean sheet of paper motor, brand new. It will retail for $75, and I'm sure the dealers will, some of them will offer a better deal on that. Unfortunately, again, I don't have the reload kits to show you, but we certified a F35 reload, first reload for this motor. It's 57 newton seconds, 1.6 second burn time, a little over 12 pounds initial thrust, so, and it's very, very noisy. Nice bright white flame and all that, so it's everything you want from a small motor. So let's see here. Okay, so you like the Mojave Green, right? You like that? Okay. Well, you know, we came out with that reload, the G76, and I know we've been getting great feedback on that, but some people have been asking for a single-use version, so we're announcing the G78. Mojave Green, and this is a single use, obviously. It uses the same molded case as the new G80, so it's got the molded in thrust ring. What else? Oh, this thing, if you've seen the G76, I think this throws a better exhaust. It's got a, you know, plume about that long, beautiful mock diamonds strung out on it. Very nice. It's actually seems like a clear exhaust plume, probably because it's a core burner, because the slotted propellant tends to muddy up the colors a little bit. Anyway, that will be $25 for that, and we're also offering it in a loadable motor system, motor kit, so that will be $2 less, and it'll be shippable by U.S. Postal Service when you don't need it in a hurry, because it's 230-gram grains. So that's we certified that simultaneously as a single use and a loadable kit. Let's see. Oh, of course, on the loadable kits, you know, one of the advantages is you can change the delays on them. So just like a reloadable. Anybody here remember the F-21? Okay. Anybody want to get them back?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know why? What happened? We couldn't get the casing material and the quality and so forth that we needed for that. We were having too many problems with them. So we put that whole project on hold. And earlier this year, we decided to look at it again. And we commissioned a new mold to be made, basically a smaller brother to the G80, G78. We're going to have a F21 in a molded case with a built-in thrust ring. And, of course, it's got the screw-in bulkhead, so we might be able to do an LMS in that. Anyway, we just got these. We're going to be doing some testing here, and we're hoping that we'll have them available maybe by iHobby Expo in Chicago. Maybe we'll introduce them then. All the certification documents, the assembly drawings, and the instructions are now available on the Artec website if you want to take a look at those for those new products. Last thing was, a lot of people ask us about the hybrids, and one of the things that's been standing in the way has been the pellet that was used for the igniter, the pyro valve, and we found a source for those. I've got about 100 of them to test, and we're going to be looking at that coming up in the coming months, and I'm hoping that, you know, perhaps we'll be able to bring back the hybrid now, maybe in the near future, if people are still interested. I mean, we get a lot of requests for them.
Gas and electric,
right. Yeah, hybrids are very popular now. So. Anyway. Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people are interested in hybrids, but when it came down to people buying them, they just didn't sell that well. But perhaps they'll sell better now. The Aerotech hybrid, for those that don't know, was a pre-filled hybrid system. You didn't need GSE at the pad, so you just bring it out to the pad and you launch it like a regular rocket. So, any questions?
Fred.
What was the total impulse on the single-use green key you had there?
Thanks, I forgot to mention that. 110 newton seconds, rounded off to the nearest tenth.
And you probably don't have anything on the F21, the new F21 yet, right?
You mean in terms of numbers?
Yeah.
Not yet. Okay. And one other thing, the F21 might end up being something a little higher average thrust, just because it's got a smaller propellant ring. Okay. And one other thing we started... Oh, okay.
One other question.
38-120 Mojave Green.
Okay. We're looking at it.
All right.
Yeah, along with the other flavors as well. Yeah. Any others? Just to follow the tradition we had last year of the shirt throw, I'm going to distribute a few shirts while I'm going back to my seat.
Uh-huh. I'll give this a second to happen because the whole place is going to be
catalogs here. Don't
throw those.
Don't throw those. Yeah.
I want to hit anybody in the face.
You know, if you don't have the
right size, then
trade with somebody. They need it with the Nationals. Hey.
There you go.
All right. Whoa, nice catch. Whoa. All right, is there more?
It better show up in the next year.
Ah.
Hit me in the head.
All right, thanks, Gary. Thank you. I think the next presenter, Narum 50, just means everything to him and to all of us because of him and his family and, you know, Bill Stein. And it was his father's legacy. He's been, as we said in the magazine, he had some big shoes to fill, and he's filled them incredibly well. And Bill Stein, all the way from Pagosa Springs. I've seen photos of your ranch out there, and I don't know how you get any work done living in a beautiful spot like that. So, no, Mr.
It's
Bill
tough.
Stein. Yeah, yeah.
It's tough. Thank you. Okay, I have a long list tonight, so I'm going to breeze through. Micromax. For the love of Pete. We've tried to kill it. It just will not go away. So, we made another 250,000 motors.
Yes!
So, I'm going to point that right back at you guys. That's a lot of motors to sell. Jim, get busy.
Back to the 8 a pack or still 6 a pack?
Probably 24 a pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these will be available with Q2 igniters that are not dipped, and they just really work well. So. Finally, we think that's kind of the magic thing that was missing for Micromax was a decent igniter, and of course kits. Secondary market is doing good on kits. We are going to do some kits this spring. For our retail accounts, we'll be introducing some starter sets, some group activity packs, and things for Cub Scouts and so forth with Micromax. So.
Soft and hard thrust.
The
original soft thrust or the new hard thrust?
Hey, Dave, what do you want?
Well, this one's not that big.
Micromax 2.
Ladders.
Micromax 2.
Okay.
Okay, so the next most common asked question, D18s. We scrapped it. Okay, it's sitting right there in the trash can with Gary's. What we tried to do with that motor was a new casing technology, which was basically the casing material that we pioneered for Micromax 1. And it looked very, very promising. We invested a boatload of money in the molds, and then we just could not come up and really get it to work and then have it become economical. And you guys, you just don't need a D18 or a D21 that is not any cheaper or better than what Gary already offers you. So we tabled that project and basically just kept very, very quiet for a very long time. But the wheels were turning on something else. And you've seen the first aspect of the new project in the release of our new D5. And this is a 20-millimeter diameter motor. Yeah, I said 20. 20-millimeter. Yes, I know it's an odd size. The first release we pushed real quickly because the FAI guys needed a practice motor. And so it's a D50P. It's a plug motor. Coming later this fall, we will have delays. So it will be available in a D5 4-second delay and a 7-second delay. Also, with this motor, we have the new Q2 G2 igniters. And so then naturally the next question is, okay, well, you seem to be headed in the right direction with your motors. What are you going to, you're going to have some kits. Bob Slipper, sit down. So I had announced when we announced the D18s that we were going to get into mid power, and yes, in fact, we're headed in the right direction. So this is the work of Mr. Branch, Secret Agent 007. So, we have some other goodies that accompany this. And what I'd like to do is enlist the help of the Quest Pink Ladies, Susie Sprague and Eddie Hunsaker, which I could not survive without these two ladies. try and pass the flyer out as quickly as possible. And I'm just giving you too much eye candy to look at it one time, but that's kind of the fun of doing this. It's the Cinder Rock, yeah. Feast your eyes on Thunder Jets. We'll start with D8, 24 millimeter, 2.75 inch long. D8-0, D8-3, D8-5. Moving on to E12. This is a 28 millimeter casing. Available E12-4, E12-7. F12-7, F12-4, also 28 millimeter. One little wrap of tape, and it fits, okay? Coming next spring, the E's and the F's will also have... This is tentative, okay? It's going to be something in the neighborhood of an E16-0 and an F16-0. It's really kind of the void that's been out there. We're going to be able to do some nice mid-powered two-stage models.
These are all black powder.
These are black powder rocket motors. Gary, I'm sorry.
Bring it on. It's a fight.
It's a fight. No. Price points on these are basically going to be comparable with the Aerotech reloads. Okay? So you're going to have an F that's going to have a retail somewhere around $11, $12. The E's are going to have a retail somewhere between $7 and $8. And the D's, I'm going to try and hold to $3.
Nice.
Okay?
Nice single pack?
How do you want? Because we're kind of thinking at that price point, you should buy like a dozen at a time.
Do a bulk pack.
Yeah, bulk packs. Makes sense.
She has a question.
I didn't have a question. Alan, what are you? He's trying to get in a question.
Go ahead.
What about impulses on?
The E will be a full 40 newton seconds. The F is about. The problem with announcing the data is because it gets printed. It'll be a really nice F. Between 40 and 80. Well, you quote me on that.
Yeah.
Fred.
Would the F like be limited by like 60 to 1.5 grams of propellant? Yes. Whatever you can get out of it?
Yes. Okay. That's the bottom line. Yeah. Now, the interesting part about this is that the factory that we're using, these are being made in China. And some of the interesting spillover that we're getting out of this relationship is that it is a military facility. It is not a fireworks facility. And for anybody that's ever been over there, that's a big difference. And but the advantage is that we are getting military-grade powders. And the ISPs are much higher than what they use in fireworks. And the quality of the materials is exceptionally good. And their concept of quality control, it's something that we had to teach them a little bit more than what they knew. But I'm really pleased at the quality of what we're getting. We had hoped to do some flight demonstrations this weekend, and that was nixed because we haven't got any of our certification on them yet. We're in the process of getting the EX numbers, and you can't submit to NAR without the EX. So, Additional questions?
You have certification by the end of the week.
Well, I won't help you with an RM contest.
No. What about the price for the D5s?
I'm sorry?
Price for the D5s.
Oh, I'm sorry. The price for the D5s is $4 each.
Cheap battery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bob. Bill, what's the total impulse on the D8 motor?
What would you like it to be?
120.
Between 10 and 20.
Alan.
Are you ever going to bring back the, Nike fin unit as a standard product? Because I know you resurrected it.
That's a tough one. It's a really cool piece of plastic in an incredibly complicated and broken mold that basically every time I look at the mold, it's $3,000 to repair it. Mm. And I'd love to tell you that we're going to have that around, but I calculated that I think that mold has somewhere between 800 and 900,000 shots on it. And it just doesn't want to run anymore. Steve.
Any chance of expanding the through the wall for some of the other educational kits, like Courier?
Yes, actually, the Courier and the Big Betty will be both having an upgrade to TTW. Bob.
Launch equipment.
The answer to that is yes. We showed some GSE at iHobby 2006, and that launch pad, we had, how do I say this diplomatically? It had some structural problems, okay? And so we're revising that. But the answer is yes, we will have a pretty cool-looking launcher and a launch controller for the mid-power.
Okay, let's do one more question, because we you'll be up here all night with these questions.
I know.
Which is great. One more? Yep.
Can you give us a price range on these kits here?
They're going to hold you to this.
$1,999, $1,999, $2,599,
$3,495, $3,495, $4,999. Okay. Okay, I'll be around, and you can come up and fondle these later. Rocket porn. Rocket porn, right. Okay. Bill, thank you. That was fabulous. Those are great. I'm trying to get this guy to write for me if he can ever get off deadline with his books. Jack Haggerty, great writer, ARA Press, and one of the busiest writers. And you know, being a writer, you always want to be busy, but you are busy, no doubt. And yeah, Jack Haggerty. We'll get around to it.
Hello, I'm Jack Haggerty, and I'm here to let the cat out of the bag. We'll see how many people. Yeah, and we'll just see how many people are on the NAR section list. There. Okay. Sorry, Tom. I mean, really. Talk to me later. I'll tell you. Actually, I do have something in the bag here, and this is just a giveaway. It has absolutely nothing to do with rocketry. It's my other business, my engineering business. But there was supposed to be a scavenger hunt this NARAM, as I remember being asked, and so I burned off about 3 pounds of my very valuable airline luggage budget. Bring some to give away. I've got some calendars up here that are about 40% good still. So just come on up and help yourself.
Okay. So do we get a 40% discount?
Well, how much more do you want than 3? You want me to pay you to take them, right? Okay, why don't we get the big thing out of the way, which is no news. I still have about 1,200 of these left, which is good for just about a year. And since the contest list for next year has already been published, You're going to need this if you don't have it. Spaceship Handbook, Fictional Future. God, I'm screwing up my own event. At least I didn't say fantasy. Fiction, future, and science fiction and future scale source book. Sort of a Rockets of the World-like thing for everything that didn't fly. Yeah, Steve?
Do I get a cut?
Well, yeah, everybody gets 15% off here and a little more just so I don't have to make so much change. Oh, you want a cut of the... Yeah, okay. Talk to me later. Anyway, so this is, it retails for $60. I sell it here for $50. No tax, no shipping. And if I do happen to run out, because I did, I really did have a weight budget coming here, I'll ship them to you, same price. I'll pay the shipping. A few, let's see, one other old item, The Next Shuttle by Dave Kettleridge, a nuclear engineer who dabbles in rocket science. It's a CD book. It's about the same size. It's about 500 and something pages. History of shuttles. As Tom knows, he needs an editor, but it's mostly for the pictures anyway. Rockets of the World supplements. All of them. Including 2000. I've got them here. And eventually, once they are printed, like Tom said, I'll also be carrying Rockets of the World, the original. And maybe something else next year, but I can't talk about that yet.
That's not right.
Fly's not right. Yeah, meow. And finally, a couple of new things I just took on, which is really fun and probably not really applicable to flying models. There's a great website out there called Cult TV Man. Steve Iverson runs it. He's been around for a while. And he attracts really professional model makers to his site who are really good at writing how-to articles. So he just bound up about 17 of them here along with some surplus material on how to build and improve. It's not so much scratch build. It's scratch improvements of a whole bunch of sci-fi kids from, you know, Robbie. He's got... Forbidden Planet in the middle, and you notice what I'm avoiding talking about. Oh yeah, this is retails for $20, so you get it here for $25. How about $60? Yeah, right. And something along the same line that Steve publishes but did not write, the Starfleet Assembly Manuals. If you're a Trekkies at all, this was 3 self-published volumes by Paul Newitt over the years, which have been bound together as one volume, and this is mostly all the Star Trek models, how to improve them, wire up lights, wire up effects, and since it is a small format on paper, black and white, it's like $12. So that's all I have at the moment. However, in about 2 months, I'll have the Saucer Fleet, yeah. And Mark is sweating this deadline as much as me. I'll have the Saucer Fleet at the publisher. It is 80% in the can. All the big ones, War of the World and Forbidden Planet, are done. They're in the can. I just have the 2 TV shows to do. I promised the publisher. He's been very patient. I was supposed to have it to him by March. I said I'd have it by the end of July. He's not going to have it then either. But I did bring it with me. I'm going to be working on it here as well as doing scale judging. So you can say it's... And actually, I do have all the formatted chapters here on a flash drive. And it's kind of humbling. You know, see, 6 years of work on something this big and still have a third of it left over. So that's it. Any questions? Did I forget to mention prices? Oh, yeah, this is... Next Shuttle's 25, so that's about 20-ish. I'll get actual prices out here. I want to give you guys breaks. So, any more questions?
Okay, questions?
Yeah, see?
Okay.
Remember what the scale event is next year. Thank you.
Very cool.
Thanks, Jack.
I tell you, 2 months, 4 months, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
so
matter.
It's in the ballpark, right?
It's in the same year.
Right. Okay, I have Locke next, and is Barry, did Barry
We have him on the list, but I didn't see him at the pre-meeting, so Barry didn't. Okay, all right. It's a great company, though. Great company, Locke. Okay, and a good advertiser, too, I might say. Another great company, Advanced Rocketry Group in Terrace. Come on up and tell us what's going on. Another great supporter of this hobby and of this NARAM as well.
I'd like to thank those who've supported us over the years, and especially those who placed mail orders. We know there's a problem with the border crossing because we are in a different country, so you're paying extra for shipping. I apologize for that, so I'd like to thank you for that. The plans that we had for 2008 have kind of slid into 2009. Part of the problem is because of our educational programs and our applied programs. On the educational side, basically, we had our 36,000th grade 6 student launch a rocket this year in our blast-off program, so we knew that since 77, so we do quite a bit of that. On the applied side, we've done quite a bit, and you might see some of our product during the Olympics in China. We signed a deal. We supply lightning rockets. So if there's lightning in the background, we're launching the rockets, or at least it's our product with another company. So
pulling wires to attract
right.
lightning someplace other than the state.
That's right. Yeah, they hold the wire and they run around. With, that helps them in the running races, right? So stuff like that. Okay. Some of our new line on the hobby side is laid out in front of you right here, our stealth line, as you can see. Okay. Okay, so back to the hobby side. Basically, we're continuing. We have a line of clustered rockets starting with 13 millimeter, 18, 24, and 29. We're increasing some of that to two- and three-stage cluster vehicles. So that's coming along fine. Also on the Black Ranch side, we'll be increasing our Black Ranch. We stopped for a couple of years with the Black Ranch 5. Next year, hopefully, we'll be coming out with the 8, 9, and 10. And they'll be easier to convert to two- or three-stage if you wish. Basically, a new line that we had before, because we do a lot of applied stuff for industry and education for our universities and high school, we'll be making those rockets available to the Rocketeers, and that's our SASP line, it's the small-sounding rockets, our applied science program. So they'll be available also next year. And there have been requests for our lightning rockets, or our zappers, as we call them. We might be supplying those. We still don't know about the liability, but without the wires. Okay, so you can kind of launch them, but you're going to have no wire on it. So basically that's it in a nutshell. Yeah. And so if you want to see some more of the rockets that we have, I'm sharing the booth with Bill over there at Balsa Machining. So if you come and see Bill, come and say hi, we can discuss what we've got. That's basically it. Thank you.
Any questions for Terrace before he gets away? He's on the way. Any questions? That's right. Okay. I first met Caleb Bow at TARC. Caleb, where are you? You're there you go. I met him at TARC 2 years ago, and he ended up writing a story about his team's adventures at TARC for launch. And as Deb and I have remarked, it's the first time, it's one of the cleanest copy texts we ever got. And the writer's been writing for 20 years, and Cinder's text is not that good. Jack always is good, of course. And Bob, perfect story. But for a young man, Caleb Bow, we could tell, I remember from that talk, he knew what was going on. And now with the company Shoots by Bow, which is very exciting. So, Caleb, come on up.
Good evening. It's great to be here. My mom and I started Shoots by Bow back at NARCON 2007 in Rochester, Minnesota. And we sold some shoots there, and we came back to NARCON 2008. And now we're here at NARAM. So I'll go ahead and show you some of our products. We have our hemispherical parachutes. We have three different sizes in these. We have 18, 24, and 36 inch with custom sizes available. I'll demonstrate how these open up. They're made out of ripstop nylon. Shock cords are ran through tunnels over the top and back down. So they're very strong. We have them available in a variety of colors. Here's our larger 36 inch hemisphere. This one's in red, white, and blue. It's a nice patriotic theme.
Run, And also we offer parachutes in the mushroom. We call it mushroom or cup style. These are four gore parachutes. They have four lines. Some of the advantages of these is that they're more compact, so they fold down into a much smaller chute compartment. And they do still work quite well. It's a little bit harder to get them to open right now. They need to be. They generally open better in a rocket when there's more distance to fall. But this short. There we go. These are also in three sizes. This is the smallest one. This is an 18-inch. We have a 24 and a 36-inch as well. And they're also available in a variety of different colors. So we'll be selling out at the field, so you can come check us out. And you all should have gotten your 10% off coupon in your registration packets. Be sure to use that. And thank you very much.
Question.
What size body tube will the 18-24-inch fit in?
Hemisphere or mushroom?
I mean, what size body tube? Do you know what size tube will fit in?
Hemisphere or mushroom?
Which one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Both of them.
Okay. Well, these mushrooms, it kind of depends on how you fold them. The 18-inch mushroom will work with any rocket up to about half a pound. Awesome. And as you fold it properly, you can get it into a pretty small tube. Either if you roll it down, it'll still fit, but if you roll it sideways, you can probably get it into a really tiny tube if you had to. That could probably fit in a 50, too, if you rolled it, folded it upright. The hemispheres fold down quite a bit bigger because they're a lot more. They're 12 gores and 12 lines. They don't work as well in the really small chute compartments, but they do look great in the sky. So, if you have a large enough chute compartment, the hemispheres are fine, are great.
Do you have other weights of nylon? These look like fairly standard weight. Do you have lighter, thinner mill nylon available?
As of right now, we just buy our nylon at the local fabric store, so we only have this size available to us, but I can certainly try to find another source that would have other thicknesses.
Okay. Thanks, Caleb.
Thank you.
Okay, next up, Impulse Buys and Jay Calvert. Come up and talk to us. It's Jay here. Jay, come on up. Nice shirt you got there, too. Is that, did you just catch that, or did you actually?
Cut
that? Was that what Gary was? Oh, it's
yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jay Calvert, Impulse Buys. We have motors, mostly motors, Estes Quest and Aerotech, Cesaroni, some Ellis Mountain leftover, and some Roadrunners. Roadrunners, really nice. I think I'm one of only two high-power dealers here on site. So we offer partnering services for those who don't have explosives licenses. And you can come see me. We'll work something out there. Motors are discounted 10 or 20%. Any questions?
Bob. Where are you located on the field?
We're in the overflow area beyond the tent. About three or four doors down from the Hart's Trailer.
You're right next to BMF, right?
Or in the same lot.
A couple down a little further. Yeah.
Okay. Any more? Okay. Thanks, Jay. Thank you. Also, all the way from Texas, Loretta and Mark, I have several of their kits myself.
you wouldn't, we're in the Empire State Building, and when people come in and see a rocket named Texas Thunder, they sort of wonder what we're doing. But luckily, they haven't sent the FBI on us or anything yet. No, that's a great rocket, as all of them are. You got the Mars Snooper there, my favorite of all time. Yeah, that's good. Oh, the Trident, right? Oh, my gosh. Wow. Woo. That's great. Okay, so Loretta and Mark and a great company, Hawks Hobby. So.
Okay. Hi. Nervous as always. Sorry.
Hi again.
Okay. This is our newest release, the Bomar. It's actually the only or closest scale, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He does all the designing, so you know. It actually has. It's more of a builder's rocket than most of our other ones, where you have to do a lot more work on it. The fins are actually recessed into the body tube, so there's an awful lot of cutting. Got to cut nose cones, other body tubes, more nose cones, to get it all down in there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think okay. Anyways, we just finally, months of everybody going, where are they? Got them done, so we now have them.
How much?
75, even. So. And then the other things that we're working on is we started out about a year and a half ago. Going to do a couple of gigantic upscales just for us. People started seeing them, wanting them. So we are now to the point with the Snooper and with the Trident of doing special orders. The reason why these are special orders is, one, because of the size. The fins and all that have to be specially made for each kit. So we're just going to be doing like five at a time of them. However, you know, we've now started taking the orders for them, so those are now available.
Forex scale?
318%.
A little over 3x.
And the Trident is 240 upscale.
Correct.
Beautiful.
What size motors do you recommend for those various kits?
Well, we fly this one in a 29.
Yeah, 29 on a 210.
And the Trident can either be a 29 or a 38. Now,
except
the two
Snooper.
Does, you know, is big enough for a 54. Not recommended.
Give me once.
No.
Probably once is all you get out of it.
Right.
Okay, any other questions? Yeah, Bob.
Price?
The Snooper is 200 and the Trident is 225.
Yeah, where are you in Texas?
Houston.
Where? Be specific.
Crosby.
Crosby.
I live in Fair Lake. Where?
Crosby, just outside of Baytown.
Thanks.
Right.
You'll be coming to
Steve's
next week.
Yeah, yeah. and you're here all week, right?
Yeah.
She's leaving tomorrow.
That's okay. My oldest son is home, so he's got us covered on that front.
He's armed with rockets.
Exactly.
Is the super orbital transport coming back?
Actually, I have some of the orbital transports, yes.
Oh, good.
Can you buy it for us?
Yeah.
We're in the spot
then.
Yeah.
She hasn't updated her website in a while.
Yeah, that's another thing I'm going to be working on is I have finally, a little bit at a time, because I designed my own website. So I'm still learning and getting better programs each time. I've got this awesome program now. So I am going to be working now that the major events are over and sort of the calming time. On updating my website, so making it also a little more interactive.
Yeah, looks good. I went on that today, actually.
Actually, it's going to get better than what it is now.
But you've already updated, and you got the blog going and all that.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be trying to add like a forum to it and an area for kids to download stuff. You know.
Yeah, that's great.
So.
Good. Okay. Any more questions? Okay. Thanks, Loretta. Thanks, Mark. Okay, Gordon, I saw you come in, but where are you? He was here earlier, I thought. With Roach Works. Did he, had him on the list? Okay, well, you can catch him on TRF, I think, Sandman, I do believe. Is that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Anyway, great guy, great. In fact, I know we featured some of the rockets from the last NAROM that Gordon actually, you know, his little Joe 2, he was flying out there. Another great company, Sunward. And I was sort of milling over there, Angelo, looking around today. I don't know if you know, it's like you got the great kids, great company, and Angelo Castellano.
Okay, this is my first NAROM, by the way, and I'm very impressed on how big the event was and the people that I met. It was very nice, and I'm probably going to be coming to the next year's one because it was nice. Three announcements, actually four. First, people have been asking me about the Canopy nose cone. I finally found the previous owner. He showed up when he got my letter. Probably be resolved one way or another. Either I get the mold, I make a mold, or I get a Canopy nose cone and put a plastic piece on it. That'll be early next year, and then all the fighters will come back. But they'll all be redesigned packaging, so all the kits out there that any vendor has is now a collector's item. So if you see any, you got to pick them up. Yeah, okay, there's a couple out there. Hobby Horror had a couple, actually, if you need one. I'm going to rush over tomorrow morning. A couple small changes. One is on the glider, the Boost Glider Rocket. It's a new packaging. I also, because of Rocketeers were suggesting it, I put in a BT-50 tube as opposed to the old BT-56. So it's going to be a little bit better performance. The glider part of it is the same. It's all still laser cut, balsa, and light plywood for the boom. Packaging is for the stores, but everything else stays the same. It's only been the BT-52 that's been changed. Price is the same. You may have already seen them, the cluster cables. These are made with solid copper cables, copper clips. The wire, I try to get Canadian American made wire because it is a better product than the stuff coming out of China. It lasts a little bit longer, over a year. And this is talking to my suppliers who tell me what's the better product. These are available from 2 motors all the way up to 12. They're in stock. Some stores have them. They can be able to get them for you, or you can contact me. They're toothless, and the reason for that is you can sand them down. Big argument is to get the ones with the jaws and without the jaws. I went without the jaws for that reason, simply because they're a little bit better to sand down.
I agree.
Yeah, not everybody agrees. Okay. The third item, and I have to stop production because I have to come here. They're being made now. It's a 12-volt launch system. 80G. It's for personal use. It's being made right now. I got most of the parts. I just got to pick up one more part when I get back Tuesday. You're going to have two choices. First, it's going to be with the power supplies for the cable clips. The other one is going to be a 12-volt system. You have a choice. 12 volts, not made to hook up into your car battery. It's not the best way to put a rocket launcher. It's made more for a personal battery charger. Those are convenient because they usually have a meter on them. They have and they have a charger built in, so you don't have to buy the battery and the charger, and they're great for launches. It'll be a high-end one, so we have all the switches you need. This is actually the working one where I'm designing it. The parts are in stock. It's being built right now, so all the it'll have a fuse, power supply, and launch controller. A launch cable go in the bottom. Proper switch for the power. It'll have a power LED, which I don't have. And you also have a bi-LED, which is red and green. Red shows good continuity, ready to fire. Green means it's an open circuit, nothing's going to happen. It will have a key so that you can lock and unlock the fire button and the fire button itself. Okay, it'll be red, available in yellow and in red. Hopefully should be done, soft size on both of them. Should be done this week because they're being made right now as soon as I get back. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
You mentioned a key. It's not the kind of key you can remove with the system arm.
No.
pricing
is going to be, you have a 10-foot power cable and a just under 50-foot launch cable, and you're going to see probably a price point of $99 for the clips and $109 for the 12-volt system. Okay. Copper's gone through the roof. The components, as it was pricing it, was going up by the week. So it's going to be a nice system, professionally done.
Okay. Question over here. I thought I saw it. Any other questions? Okay. Thanks. Okay, now the king of the great decal. And also I know he's putting together a great project for this particular NARAM with putting together an original Archon kit, because we were talking by email about the dimensions, because I happen to have one of those in the office, which is great, but it's not built up, it's in the kit. It's really nice to see the one. But, well, I'm stealing your thunder here, Fred, but the rocket's the real thunder, I know. So anyway, Fred, it's with the Excelsior rocketry and fantastic detail.
Thanks, everybody. I'm Fred Telasco. I'm the owner of Excelsior Rocketry. Excelsior Rocketry, we make custom decals. And I'm going to say we a lot, but it's just me. There's no mouse in my pocket or anything. So, but yeah, actually, I didn't even know that I was going to be able to come to NARAM until last week, so I really didn't have much product or anything to bring. I've got 36 model rockets with me, and 35 of them were built 30 years ago. I thought it was appropriate to bring them to display and launch at NARAM, real vintage rockets. The one rocket that I have is an old kit that I just finished, but I'll be able to display some of my decals on that. Again, at Excelsior Rocketry, we produce decals. We make a certain number of reproduction decals, scale model decals to fit various rockets, some of our own designs, and basically, I'm stunned that I'm up here talking to you guys here at NARAM. You know, when I started this company 5 years ago, I had no idea that I'd be doing it more than 6 months. But, and it's all because of everybody who's either written to me asking for more every week, every day, and buying what I do have to offer. So I want to thank everybody for that. One of our most recent products that we've had come out is decals that fit the Interceptor kit, with the re-release of the Interceptor kit. I had an idea of the concept with it. It was supposed to be a futuristic spaceship, and that it could possibly be crewed under Earth Defense Forces, but crewed by crews from various nations. So I did decals for that fit the Interceptor that that have a theme for the British Air Force, and that was the first one I did and called it the Britterceptor. So our first set of decals for British. Also, then I was deluged by our Canadian Rocketeers that they needed to have a Canada Scepter, and then everybody sent me ideas and samples, and which was really, really great. So we came out with a Canada Scepter, and what I have in beta testing right now is a Deutscher Scepter, a German Republic version as well. And of course, I've got 1,000 ideas, and almost every week I have people asking me for more and more and more. So we're probably going to see more in that line. As far as the Goonie Birds, the Retrobash rockets to build out of a Baby Bertha to build Goonie Bird themed rockets that we've been offering for years, I still have about 6 or 8 prototypes in various levels. The next two that I've been trying to bring out, and everybody who does this knows how hard it is just to get around to finishing prototypes and things. The next two are going to be Goonie Scale. Our next two offerings in that line are going to be the Mercury Goonstone. That's going to be a nice short little Mercury Redstone, and a Goonie Space Shuttle. It's, you know, your pizza delivered to the International Space Station in 30 minutes or it's free. So, again, I mean, you know, I have a big bag of decals. As soon as I learned I was going to get down here for a couple days, I started printing like crazy trying to guess what you guys might be interested in. I'm actually going to be hanging out with Gordon Agnello, Sandman, out on the field. So if you're looking for a decal, stop by and see me there. I'm only going to be here Monday and Tuesday. That was the deal I could cut with my wife who's with me. But so do stop by. I also brought a whole pile of vintage motors that are duplicates out of my collection I'm trying to blow out. So if anybody's interested in starting or completing a vintage motor collection, stop by and see me. Now, Mark, as well, I want to thank Mark and Bob Kaplow for assisting me with the project that I've been working on. Because this is the 50th anniversary, Narum, I had a model rocket kit that I purchased that was partially built, and we've all seen them, you know, fins glued on with the trailing edges glued forward, and they're all broken off. The body tube was dented, pieces were missing, but I thought it was a very significant rocket when I purchased it, and I just couldn't bear to look at this horrible state that it was in. So I built it, and Bob and Mark both supplied me with original dimensions measuring examples out of their own collection, and I just want to thank them very much. And I've got it right here. This is an original Model Missiles Archon that I was actually able to purchase from Ken. Thank you very much. Are you still here? There he is in the back. That he had and saved for years. So this is an original Model Missiles Archon. The fins, as I said, were broken off, and Mark and Bob gave me some dimensions. It's got the original nose cone, the original BT-40 with a few original dents. I didn't feel it was proper to pave those over because it survived so long. The only alterations to the original kit is I did put an actual engine mount, as the original instructions just told you to wrap rubber bands around the motor till it wouldn't come out. And the original launch lug was metal. So, now the parachute, the original strings are still tied to the nose cone, but the parachute was missing. So based on dimensions I got from Mark, and searching and searching and searching, I was finally able to locate. And let's see if this has been powdered once, but I doubt it'll open without some help. It's an original style square four line parachute.
Wow.
10 1/8 inches on a side.
Exactly.
We figured, even though Mark and I figured that was supposed to meant to be 10,
right,
that extra eighth of an inch,
right,
I could
right.
sure use it.
Right.
So. Now, because this is Narum 50, I didn't just build this and bring it to show off. We're going to fly this. And so, please, if you're at the field and you hear model missiles or you hear Archon, pay attention, because I'm pretty sure this is the only original we'll see flying for a while. Certainly, if it flies well tomorrow, we'll fly it again Tuesday. Model rockets are meant to fly. And I'll be flying all of the originals that I brought as well, so original Century and Estes rockets. So I could only get those in. Well, not only was I only able to convince my wife to stop by for 2 days, but we're down here in a Mini Cooper. So, so again, I want to thank everyone for their support and their continued support and all the emails I get all the time. And I promise everybody your favorite decal that you've written, when I can, I'll draw it and have it out. So thanks very much.
Any questions for Fred?
Yeah,
Bob.
Scott. Are you still using Alps printers?
Oh, you God, yes.
And are you going to be able to keep up with supplies for them?
Alps printers are currently the only printer that's less than, I think, $15,000 that will print white. So I still use Alps printers. I have a source to actually purchase printers directly from Japan through someone. So, the printer I'm using now is a brand spanking new printer. Supplies are still available, although the price has been steadily going up. For anybody who hasn't followed any of the threads anywhere on Alps printers, Alps USA doesn't sell the printers in the U.S. anymore and hasn't done so for 5 years. And as of the end of last year, stopped all support and supply of ink, etc. So even the ink that we get has to be imported, which is the cause for a lot of the prices going up. But all the ink at this time is still available, And again, not only does the Alps printer print in white and four colors plus black, but it prints metallic gold, metallic silver, and chrome foil gold and chrome foil silver, which makes it just fantastic for scale models as well as just some wonderful sport models. So.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Anybody else?
Have you ever thought about some of the futuristic kits of you said about doing one Canadian and doing one German,
right.
Extending that nationality so that you could create a fleet of, you know, for instance, some of the other, the Interceptor 2 or whatever.
Exactly. I actually have. Especially the things like, the Estes two-stage Renegade kit that came out. You know, I have with so many dozens of partially set up decal sets for those. The problem is simply a lack of time. You know, Excelsior Rocketry is, I mean, I'd love to draw these decals or I wouldn't do it. But I still have to work a real job. It doesn't pay the bills. It pays for rocket stuff, but that's about it. So that is definitely an area that I look to continue to expand as well. I'm constantly looking, I'm constantly drawing. You know, a week really doesn't go by that I don't add something to the website as far as a new decal or a variation on another decal. But once we've got this concept of making various versions of decals, if I've already got the basic decal drawn and I can scale off of that, it's very easy for me to then, say, make a Canadian version or a German version or a Texas version or a, you know. So definitely I see a lot more of that in the future. As long as I can continue to get that Alps ink, I'll be okay.
Great.
Try to see if you can get my attention tomorrow when you go to flying.
Sure.
No, I want to get a flying picture.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Thanks for it. Thanks. Okay, Doug Pratt, a great hobbyist and author, and a guy that I've read your stuff for a long time as well. And Doug Pratt with Pratt Hobbies, and a great supporter of this hobby.
Thanks very much.
Great to see you. Good to see you. Oh, my. Well, first of all, most important, is last night we were sitting around the kitchen table. My daughter, Valerie, was looking through the contestant manual and started thumbing through. Oh, Nerum 1, Nerum 2, Nerum 19. 1977. Of course, this is ancient history, 1977. Yeah. Yeah, that was me. And when I look at what's going on here the last couple of days, this kind of event that we're going to enjoy the whole week now, but just the beginning of it and all the planning that had to go into it, Jim, you and your guys and girls have really come up with something that deserves to be the 50th anniversary of this. It's absolutely amazing what you've done, and thank you for it. I mean, the hardest thing we had to do at Nerum 19 was talking the college cafeteria into turning loose a 200 eggs for egg loft and explaining why we had to measure all of them. Okay, well, it's been an interesting year. This is the 15th year we've done Pratt Hobbies, and my business plan at the end of the year last year, after I looked at the numbers, was, maybe I ought to get serious about this. Business has been very good, and I'm grateful to all of you for it, and many, many other people. My business plan at the end of this year is survive. The year started out with getting health issues in February and March and recovering from that, and then the last of my parents' generation, my Aunt Marion Smith, passed on in May, and so I'm her executor, and that's my hometown in upstate New York, 5 miles east of Resume Speed on Route 104, Lindenville, New York. Some of you might remember it. I did, because I did a lot of flying with Rochester, and then when I was in college with Pittsburgh and the Steel City Group. But My grandfather built an arboretum in Lindenville, 47 acres, which I'm now responsible for. But it's a wonderful place, and I'm looking forward to moving back up there and getting to work. Our plan is to turn it into a nonprofit educational foundation. And I'm very excited about finally implementing the plan that I put together with Aunt Marion for many years. But it has been a real roller coaster, and I have to say that I must have the most patient customers in the world. I don't actually have any orders that have celebrated their first birthday yet, but a couple of them are getting out of diapers. I've actually got an employee now, and we're cranking along pretty well. I plan to continue concentrating on niches and weird stuff, and try to do things that other people aren't doing. Our educational kits. I was sort of stunned to find out that I'd sold 52,000 Super Sixes in the last 15 years. I keep getting more and more ideas from working with groups like the Galaxy Explorers and the Scout groups and good old Narhams. They had a bunch of Galaxy Explorers 2 years ago, 3 years ago out at Goddard, and I have a little kit called the Quark Star. Very inexpensive. You cut out the fin pattern, you wrap it around, and you mark the fins on it, and you glue the fins to the marks. Well, Brian and I went out to straighten out the table of 200 fins, and we found two of the kids who had glued the fin pattern to the tube. And we looked at each other and said, why not? So I changed the instructions, and you now glue the fin pattern to the tube. And in the meantime, I started sourcing paper, because I used to be a printer. One of the few things I have in common with people like Glenn Sigg and Bert Estes. Anyway, I found some sticker paper that has a nice coating of vellum on it. Just loves glue. So now the Super 6 comes with a sticker, and you line it up and wrap it around the back. You glue the fins to it. And we just plastered those stickers with Irish flags and sent 500 of them to the Boy Scouts in Ireland. They're having a camporee in 2 weeks, and they want to get in the Guinness Book by building and flying 500 rocket kits in a day. So
cool.
They'll be doing it with Super Sixes, God help me. on the other end of things, launch systems and hybrid rocket motors really seem to be coming through. I mean, the only way to sort of survive until they did hit was to be stupid like me, or not have to feed your family for the business. But by George, a lot of people are getting into hybrids. A few things have happened to make that happen, some of them negative and some of them positive. The negative ones really are the regulatory situation. But I don't think that's going to go away anytime too soon. But the positive things is that there are a lot more and more interesting and better hybrid motors out there now. Gary coming back with his would be a wonderful thing, I think. I think you might find that the timing would be really good for it now, because I get a lot of requests too. When I designed the system that started out as the RTLS, and a few of us, George Gassaway and I, got that joke, turned into the Universal Launch System. The idea is you buy modules so that you only need to buy as much as you're interested in at the moment. The big barrier to getting into the first big popular motors, the hybrids, the Hypertech, was $600 worth of ground support equipment before you could do anything. So I came up with a box that you buy that will fly regular motors all day long, and then when you're ready for hybrids, you plug in module 2. And we've learned a lot about valves and how to make them last and things like that. So, and if you want to do Hypertech later on, you plug in module 3. So now you buy as much as you need, and that has been a very successful approach for us. I really don't have a lot of plans for new stuff other than fill the orders for the old stuff, damn it. get them out the door so that I have to stop relying on the patience of very patient customers who email me and say, okay, it's been how many weeks since we last talked? But we're getting there. I'm almost
almost caught up now. And after that, I plan to do a starter set. It won't be as inexpensive or look as nice as everybody else's, but people have been asking me for it, so we'll do it. And more hybrid support. There will be more Contrail hybrid motors certified very shortly, and I think that the Contrails have really put hybrids on the map, because up until now, the hybrid motors have all been low-thrust, long-burn motors, and for an old F7.6 guy, that was fine, but most people in the rest of the world, the high-power guys tend to build battleships, so they, but when Contrail came out with their high regression rate fuel, now I can honestly say any rocket you can build, I can lift with a hybrid. And this fall, we've just got some funding from Lockheed Martin. We're doing a cooperative program with Galaxy Explorers. We're going to put a rocket with some student payloads up to 6 miles off Wallops Island, cool, with a hybrid O motor that carries 23 pounds of nitrous oxide.
Wow.
Has a big honking fuel grain with 8 holes drilled through it, and about 18 Pyrodex pellets to get it going. But we've got the motor on order, and we'll have one out here before too long. So I'll shut up now. But I wanted to say thank you one more time. And if there are any questions?
Questions for Doug?
Oh, the O motor?
Yeah.
I haven't the faintest idea.
Well, then how do you know it's going to 30,000 feet?
Because Ivan told me it would.
That's great.
Ivan Galish, who makes our CanSat kit, and who has helped me design a lot of electronics, because I don't understand them little square, spidery-looking things. He works for the Naval Research Laboratory making satellites, knows what he's doing. So, and it's really Ivan's inspiration that pulled a lot of this stuff together. He's on the board of directors of the Galaxy Explorers Foundation. So, thanks.
Yes. Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am. You changed clothes.
Yes, because I'm not an additional.
But you're always you.
Well, what I want to know is about your paid employees. Does this mean you're actually now paying Brian and Valerie to put together your kids?
Are you kidding? No, this is a real outside. Well, for one thing, I can't even get him to mow the lawn. Brian is starting college in 2 weeks. He searched all over the country and found the oldest and most well-respected gunsmithing program in the country. So he's going for a degree at Lassen College in Susanville, California. And Valerie is at Randolph-Macon Academy in Front Royal. She's her freshman year. She was the first freshman they've had in 6 years qualify for nationals in debate. So you gave me a chance to brag about my kids. Thank you.
All right. Oh, sorry.
Well, this is all I have on my list, unless, Mark, we've got anybody else that wants to talk who didn't get a chance tonight. This is what we got on the list.
I guess my question would be, then, is there anybody that I missed through email, snail mail, phone
He's
call?
He's supposed to be in the room here somewhere.
Is he here?
Not a product?
He walked in here.
If so, come on up.
Jim Wilkerson?
One Tom? Do you have any poster or anything out to sign up for where the vendors are?
I guess.
It's in work, and thank you, Tom. It's in work. If the vendors would come up at the end, and from whom I haven't gotten room numbers, please come on, scribble them up. I'll rewrite it neatly. I won't put it up tonight, but you all can go to bed, but it'll be up tomorrow.
Okay. All right, we're done. Thanks to everyone. Thank you. Mark Wise, thank you. That's great. Thanks. Great.
$6 value. Well, it's down to about $3.99. Yeah. Listen, I was talking to him. We were walking in here, and I said, I got these things for you. Yeah. Yeah. I'll get it. Yeah. I know.